What is going on, guys? This is your boy Knuckles, Eternal Savage Podcast, and welcome everybody. I'm so glad to be here. Sorry it's been so long since our episode, but don't worry, we're back in effect now. But yo, did y'all see UFC 230? Now, I love UFC and I love football, and I hope you guys do enjoy those sports as well, because every now and then I will report on them. Man, pardon the burp, but oh my God, did y'all see last night? Now, listen, I'm not going to talk about the whole show too much, but I will say this. The guys that came up in the earlier matches was great. It was a good match, indeed. For some of the people were up-and-coming guys and people that was trying to make a name for themselves, so a lot of future potential for great big stars. But right now, what we got going on today was great to see those guys come up. I'll see some good future prospects for some really big stars for the UFC. So especially the new style bender. Good kid from Nigeria. And I think he's going to keep doing this thing. He's definitely going to keep whooping ass and taking names. I can see himself being the champion, definitely, for sure. And I hope he keeps going this thing. And he did a great knee to do his win. Also, let's go to the main two matches. I want to talk about those for real. The people that were the stars. The heavyweights. And the welterweights. Now, Chris Weidman was versus the Brazilian beast. I think they called him the shark, the stunt. I don't want to say his name incorrectly, but he was a Brazilian. I've seen him fight before, but his name is kind of crazy. Unless I'm looking at it, I don't want to say it incorrectly. But Chris Weidman lost last night. If you guys know who Chris Weidman is, the man who actually beat Anderson Silva at his highest of his career, being undefeated, and actually ended that winning streak and made him look mortal. Good job to Chris Weidman. But ever since he lost the title back in the day, he definitely has not been the same. But he's definitely still won a few fights. But he actually lost again last night. But he has nothing. I will say this, Chris Weidman, if this ever got to his ears, you have nothing to be ashamed of, my brother. Man, the All-American, you have nothing but... You always had my respect anyway. That's first and foremost. But when you whooped... When you was exchanging in that fight last night, you had a brawl. These guys was pummeling each other. I promise you, you guys are going to see a spectacular fight. I will have to say, that was the best fight of the night. Chris Weidman, definitely for sure, on UFC 230, had the best freaking fight of the night. Those two guys were not afraid to go and just exchange blows back and back and back and forth, back and forth. I mean, they was, and Weidman was looking good. Like, Weidman technically was winning points-wise because he was definitely landing more blows, and he was definitely exchanging very well, and I tell you, you know what? He definitely got some good boxing skills because when he was exchanging with the Brazilian, and I'm going to have to just call him Brazilian. I'm so sorry I cannot pronounce your name, and I don't want to say it incorrectly, so I'm just going to say the Brazilian. When the Brazilian kept throwing bows, he was landing a few, but a lot of them he was missing because Weidman is really excellent at counter hitting and definitely dodging a bullet. Boy, he was moving like a boxer up in there. I was like, you know what? Weidman might need to just go to boxing. You know what I'm saying? Because he's a great boxer. Like, he is one of the top boxers in the game, especially in his weight class. And his head was just moving, and he was dodging a lot of good hits. Now, he still got hit, though. But when he started getting a little tired and finally got worked a little bit, then he started to tire. But even when he was tired, he was still doing a great job dodging his heads, doing a lot of shifting of the shoulders, definitely doing that, you know, that roll off and stuff like that. But yeah, when those exchanges got there, yeah, but he was getting his leg ate up because sort of like Anderson Silva fought him for the first time. The very first time, he was getting his legs ate up with those Muay Thai kicks. And the Muay Thai kicks took a lot out of him. But still, it was a good match at the same time. It was eating his leg up, and you could see it. And he tried to kick a little bit back. But he was mostly whooping his ass when he was throwing them hands. And he was doing a great job. And but it was like basically the last round. And, man, both of them are pretty much beat up, but it was mostly the Brazilian who was beat up the most. He was definitely in the wrong, because basically points-wise, he was definitely losing. He was definitely getting hit and counter-stroked, and basically Weidman was basically eating him up alive through the last couple rounds, because he was a little bit more tired. So, last thing, but you thought, okay, Weidman really got this. If he can't knock him out, at least, rather, if he can make it to the end of the fight, Weidman really would win, because at least the points was on his side. But, man, the Brazilian was like, no, I'm dedicated to finishing this. I am not, either he's going to knock me out, because I already know I'm losing points, so I'm just going to go for it. So he got in his face, and Weidman said, fuck it, I'm going to get in your face. And he went at it, and they clashed like bulls, and they just kept exchanging. You know, at first, Weidman was winning the exchange, and he was backing off just a little bit, but he came back for it again. And then they see that when he took a right, they both basically hit each other in the face, like maybe two or three times. And they say, you know, he did a right, the Brazilian did a right cross, and it hit him right across his temple and the top of his forehead. And Weidman just fell straight back like a deck of cards. Like, he just folded. He was going so well, and he was giving it his all. But yeah, his body couldn't take anymore, and his head couldn't take anymore. That right hook right there to his temple and his forehead knocked him out. He just fell back like a deck of cards. Like, you should have saw it. It almost looked like his whole body just went straight like a board, and he just collapsed backwards. It looked like something that you would see in a comic book or a cartoon. And no disrespect to Weidman, he has nothing to be ashamed of. Weidman, you did a great job in this fight. You did everything correct. You just got caught. That's all it was. Like, he was so knocked out, he still tried to grab. He woke up somewhat after he got knocked out to try to grab his legs. And he was looking, and luckily he was merciful. But then he was like, ref, you ain't gonna stop this? Like, he's out. But all right. Then he punched him a little bit, but he was like, ref, come on. I don't want to keep punching the guy. He's knocked out. And then the ref came in, and the fight was over. So, look, Chris Weidman, if you ever hear this, man, if this ever gets to you, I probably won't. But if it does, you did a great job. You're a phenomenal fighter, bro. You're still one of the greatest in the world. You still don't need – I hope you don't quit. I think this, you should have another fight. Depending on how your next fight go, you might want to reconsider some things. Maybe go to another weight class, or maybe retire. It's up to you. But you look great in that fight, bro. You have nothing to be ashamed of. You did not lose like no coward. You didn't lose because you was outfought. It was either one of you was gonna knock the other one out, and it was just, unfortunately, you couldn't take as much damage, and he got you in a perfect spot. You know, it is what it is. You know, it just come with fights. Sometimes you get punked. You could be having the best fight of your life, and you get caught, and then that's it. It lights out. But it was a great. That was definitely fight of the night. Now the championship match. Oh my God! Now listen, I'm not trying to. I'm in no way, shape, or form am I trying to disrespect the Black Beast. But this was the worst and the biggest waste of time in the history of UFC. He only gave him a title because he deserved it because of who he's beaten. But was he ready? Hell to the fuck no. I've been watching UFC for almost 15 years now. 15 fucking years. I've been watching UFC. That's a long goddamn time. And I'm not old at all. So, if I can watch this for 15 years, I'm pretty good at analyzing fighters and who got what it takes. DC versus the Black Beast was sort of like, how can I put this? This was like a grown-ass man versus a 13-year-old that can hit hard. And what I mean by that is, and I'm not taking nothing away from him. Black Beast, you have a great career. You're still going to be a champion one day. But if you want to be a champion, you're going to have to take this shit more serious. And I can tell you're not ready to be a champion ever if you stay the way you are. Because listen, DC, his whole career, he's never lost as a heavyweight. That's first off. Secondly, DC, this only has one loss from one man and only one blemish. And it's not even in his weight class. It's in light heavyweight. John Jones, the greatest fighter that ever lived. So if someone's going to be better than him, it's going to be John Jones. But you, I'm just saying, Lewis, Don't ever in your life think you're ready for a championship until, one, you start losing some fucking weight, okay? I'm going to be a little harsh on you because you know what? He need a foot in his ass to motivate him. Lewis, you are trash when it comes to championship level fighting. You got one thing, a right hand. You have power because you are massive and big as shit. But that's not good enough, because if it was good enough, you would have won last night. Power alone with no technique, with no skill, no tank, no defense, no fucking jiu-jitsu, no wrestling, none of that. If you just have a, if you're a one-trick pony and you're a low-level one-trick pony, you're not going to be able to be a champion unless you're extremely lucky. And if you do get lucky enough to win a belt one day, then your ass will eventually lose it not that far off, because I promise you, you're not going to hold the title for a long period of time. You only have one thing, a right hand. Your left hand's probably good too, with your right hand. You, because you have massive explosive power, that's great. But you don't take this shit serious enough. You, I know your family is your motivation to fight, but if you love your family enough or was motivated by your family, for real, then you would have got off your fat ass. Instead of being 264, you would have been 250, 255. This is what, if you really want to be a champion, this is exactly what you would have to do. One, train your ass off in wrestling training. Train your ass off in jiu-jitsu, the stuff that you're not comfortable with and what you're not good at all. And because we already know that you can punch and work, so you, we'll do that too. But you're going to do the things that you're not good at all and build those skills up. And then also get your fat ass into a gym and get that cardio in. You need to be 250 or at least 245. 245 to 255, in between those weights to take this serious. Because obviously your normal weight is like 280, 270, and you walk around like that. And that's really bad because you already know you slug. Your gas tank is trash. We know you got one of the worst cardios in the game of all heavyweights, but you got some of the most awesome power. If you really want to be successful, you really want to do this, you're going to have to take the savage truth. So I'm giving you the savage truth on the Savage Podcast, because it's eternally savage over here. And I got to be honest so I can build you up, not to tear you down, because I love to see you fight and you do a good job when you do good. But you said it yourself. When he trains, he only trains like 30 minutes. And well, he probably exaggerating with that, but he don't do a long training session. Then for this title fight, he tried to train 3 hours a day or 3 hours every workout session that he did and all this other stuff and try to work on cardio and do this other stuff. I'm like, dude, DC has been to the mountaintop and fighting the best fighters in the world and had wars and have done tons of training from all different sizes. And a fraction of your skill set hasn't even touched nothing. Like, your whole entire career hasn't touched a fraction of DC's at all. It was a waste of time. I already knew this was the biggest waste of time. This is why nobody paid for the pay-per-view to see this. No, like, that was a lot. I bet the pay-per-view buys were very low, because honestly, the Black Beast was a waste of time. I knew this was a waste of time from Jump Street. When I found out this fight was happening, I was like, they're just giving him the fight because he deserves to have it, but he shouldn't have it right now because he's nowhere near a big enough star. He's nowhere near good enough. He's nowhere near taking this shit serious enough. And it was a short time fight. Like, it was DC took this in 3 weeks. Like, come on, bro. You suck so bad that DC took 3 weeks and he beat your ass. That should tell you something. And I already knew DC was going to do the same thing. He was going to work you. I know he didn't want to exchange with you because he knew you were strong. And he even admitted it when he finally got hit by you a little bit or grazed by you. He was like, okay, I'm going to just make sure I'm going to wrestle him and work his ass and beat him. And guess what? He did. And he did it easily. So, Black Beast, this is all you got to do. If you really want to take this shit serious, and this, I hope this do get to your ears. If it never do, fine. And he probably couldn't stand listening to me say this to him, because he probably think I'm a nobody to him, but fuck it. I'm somebody. I'm somebody that know what I'm talking about. And Black Beast, if you want a career, first thing you need to do is start training in jiu-jitsu, start training in wrestling, then start and still do weight training and strength training, because we already know that that's what you're good at. So the stuff that you're good at, training that just a little bit less and focus on stuff that you're not, to build yourself to be a round fighter so you can be good. And then make sure, even when you're not fighting, do not let yourself get fat and only get in shape or the best shape that you can when you're about to fight. Make it a habit to be healthy year round. Just be a natural weight. You ain't got to train like you're about to do a fight, but you can train yourself to be in good health all year round. So when it's time to fight, you increase that, and then you can be in the best shape of your life for real and be a devastating beast and really be the black beast that I know that you can be. Instead of being, and then say the funny shit that you say when you're done fighting, and also still whoop ass and dominate. That's all you got to do. Get yourself between the weight of 245 to 255. Put the weight on, train your ass off, you can do it. So to everyone that's listening, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. UFC 230 is going to be great. Well, it was an okay show. They had a lot of no names, a lot of people that was coming up, and the two main event championships and the fights were good. There will be another, what's the next one? 232. That's the only one I'm really interested in, because it's my boy John Jones. He finally got all the court and legal bullshit done. So he is going to be in the next match. And I cannot wait. So we're going to see John Jones fight Gufferson. And he was the only man that still lost to Jones. But he beat Jones up so bad he had to go to the hospital. He's the only man to do that. So they're trying to have this match. This match is going to be great. If Jones beat him, he can go ahead and fight for the title. And I don't know if he's going to fight DC, because the Brock Lesnar fight, we got a green light for that. But the Brock Lesnar fight is not going to happen until 2 weeks before his birthday. And he said he's going to retire at his birthday. So we might never get that Bones Jones DC part 3. But at least we'll get the Brock Lesnar versus DC fight. So that I can't wait. But we got to wait till March next year. But I hope you guys enjoyed. If you did, please spread this thing. Go ahead and like and follow me on all my social medias. Is also on Twitter. I'm Eternal Savage. All together, no spaces. My YouTube channel, Eternal Savage Gaming, where you can see me game and talk shit and have fun and great conversation with friends. And also on Twitch also. And also you can definitely follow me on Patreon, Eternal Savage Gaming, everything Eternal Savage. And I love you guys. And this is your boy Knuckles and Eternal Savage Podcast. And keep your savage levels at 9,000. I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.